Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
All right, Brookie, fire up that joint and pop the champagne. Another celebrity is spilling tea on themselves.
Do I have to pop the champagne?
Yes.
Can I just do the joint?
We don't have a choice. It's part of our song.
I know, but it's not part of this one, so I'm going to get out my hot sauce.
Okay, get out your hot sauce. But yeah, we're talking about Rebel Wilson, who's letting it all out in her new book. And it's going well beyond those Sacha Baron Cohen stories that we've talked about on here already.
Yeah, so Rebel's also making headlines about her weight loss, her revelations about Adele, and the identity of the actor who took her virginity.
God, we love our juicy memoirs. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, April 4th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. If you've been keeping up with Even the Rich, you've heard us talking about Monopoly Go.
That's right. And we're going to keep talking about it. So playing Monopoly Go with your family and friends is truly a delight.
Yeah, there's always something new to do, like partner events where you build on each other's boards, crazy tournaments where you can recruit your friends, or competitions to outdo them on the leaderboards.
And we love competition.
Yeah, we do.
Too much. And if you want to play solo, there's timed events like obscenely massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees. It's honestly a really great pastime.
Exactly. Compete with your friends and people all around the world to be the biggest Monopoly tycoon on the leaderboards. So join the fun and download Monopoly Go now, free on the App Store and Google Play. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com.
Richies, you know we love to shop, so it's only fitting that today's sponsor is Saks.com. Saks.com is the perfect place to find new style inspiration.
Yeah, Saks.com has everything for your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for brunch, a bright Chloe blazer for that job interview, or Staud's gold cowboy boots for a concert.
These are all such different vibes, and literally all vibes I would love to be a part of, so... That's
fun. Oh, yeah, definitely. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Saks.com. Give me that
hot sauce. Even before Rebel Wilson's memoir dropped on Tuesday, it had a lot of pre-release buzz.
Yeah.
Thanks to leaked details about her terrible experience with Sacha Baron Cohen, whom she calls a major asshole. I say leaked with heavy quotes because, come on, it's called PR.
Of course.
We've got to drum up chit-chat about this book. This is now our, third episode about it?
Yeah, so it's working.
When's our kickback coming?
I know. I'm going to send her a Venmo request.
I have utilities to pay. Yeah. But now that Rebel Rising is actually out there, there's plenty more to talk about. And one of the big stories has been her losing her virginity when she was 35.
Yes.
Now, Rebel did tease this story before the book actually dropped, but she didn't name names when she was teasing it. But the memoir is naming more names than Elaine Benes in that episode where she's dating a commie.
Uh-huh, and moving right past that.
Never. It's a great reference. Those who know will know, and they'll love it.
I also think about the movie 2 Weeks Notice when Sandra Bullock's ordering Chinese food.
Yes.
And she, orders a bunch, and they're like, for how many?
That's
she's
for
like,
one.
Just one. It's, so relatable.
But then at the very end, it's for two. And they're like, that's still a lot of Chinese food.
But that's like us at our sleepovers when we order way too much food. And we're like, everyone, the food's here.
And I know Classic. My neighbors believe it. They're like, wow, she has a party every Thursday night. And they're right.
Yeah. So the person that Rebel lost her virginity to is actor-producer Mickey Gooch Jr. We all know Mickey, right?
Yep. I have him plastered on my wall with all the other celebrity crushes I have.
I gotta say, he's not even one of those actors that I necessarily recognize even when I see a picture.
Yeah.
Kind of, but not really.
It kind of takes the steam out of it.
Yeah, it really does. I wanted it to be
Oh, she's naming who she... Like Brad Pitt or something.
Yes! I almost said Brad Pitt.
Oh!
Crazy.
I wonder why that could be.
Yeah, seriously. So in her book, she addresses him directly and writes, "Mix, I know this might be news to you if you're reading this, but yes, I lost my virginity to you." So Rebel says she decided to have sex with Mickey after her mom's breast cancer diagnosis because she was like, you know, life is short. And she writes, I didn't want to live my life without experiencing sex, experiencing love. I put it out into the universe that I was finally ready. I was going to feel the fear and just do it. So that moment finally arrived in 2016 at the Greenwich Hotel in New York. And Rebel was there filming the 2016 rom-com How to Be Single. Have you seen that?
It's one of the ones I turned off.
I haven't seen it, but I'm like, it must not be great if I haven't rushed to see it. So
yeah, I tried to watch it. It wasn't my vibe.
Okay, that's fair.
Isn't it romantic? Another rom-com of hers.
Oh yeah,
I
love
that. Work.
Love yeah. it. Love it. Yeah. So in the book, she talks about how she felt after losing her virginity, and she wrote, "I got those lovely sex chemicals into my body for the first time ever, which really bonded me to him. It felt amazing." And Rebel told People magazine she felt it was important to write about losing her virginity later in life to show people that they can wait until they're ready or wait until they're a bit more mature. And she said, you obviously don't have to wait until you're in your 30s, but you shouldn't feel pressure as a young person. So true.
Very true. Very true.
And it's also fun to sit around with your friends and guess the age each lost your virginity.
Yeah, I can't recommend that pastime enough. Get your friends together and everyone guess each other's ages of losing their virginity.
Yeah, it was a great time.
It's a great time.
For sure. Yeah.
It's a fun conversation if everyone's like willing to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as it turns out, really switching gears here.
Yeah.
Sacha Baron Cohen is not the only A-lister who gets name-checked in Rebel Rising. Rebel also writes about how she's convinced that Adele hates her. Sweet angel baby voice, Adele. Rebel writes, this is why I think Adele hates me. There was a moment when she was bigger and some people would confuse us for one another.
Yes, but she also admits that this could just be her own insecurity. And she says, to be fair, I've never asked her, which I want her to ask her.
I know, ask
her. Like, hey, do you hate me?
I love when people ask if I hate them. It's like, yeah, thank God you're getting
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Rebel says that she gets this feeling about Adele because on the few occasions where their paths have crossed, Adele would always quickly turn away when she saw Rebel heading in her direction. And Rebel writes, as if my fatness might rub off on her if I were near her for more than 30 seconds, that she didn't like being compared to Fat Amy. So Fat Amy is, of course, her character's name in Pitch Perfect. And Adele has not commented yet on Rebel's claims. But again, I want her to.
I wonder about this because, I mean, at least Rebel does, you know, say it could be some, you know, self-projection.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm sure there are other people who don't want to associate with her. And I don't mean that, like, negatively. There are people that probably aren't fans of her or whatever. But she's only noticing somebody who's similarly sized as her. And it's like, are you projecting or is this actually something that's really happening?
Yeah.
And also these award shows, as we know from the Ambies, absolute cluster.
Yeah.
People are everywhere doing everything. I feel like so much of it isn't actually intentional or personal, but.
Right. But also like you can get a vibe if you're around someone and like they don't like you or whatever. You can kind of feel it. So
I think it's unfair to be like, it has to do with us looking the same way.
Yeah.
Like there's literally billions of other reasons it could be.
They also look nothing alike.
Yeah.
So.
Well, neither do I. And my ex-boyfriend said I look like Rebel, so.
What?
I told you this.
Oh, yeah. I do remember you saying that. It was probably so out of left field that I was like, erase this from your memory. It's
I wish I could
silly.
Do the same. I wish I could do the same. But when it comes to her weight, Rebel doesn't shy away from that either. Back in 2020, she began what she called her year of health, where she lost 80 pounds in the process. But Rebel says that her decision to focus on her health didn't go over well with her agents. In her memoir, she writes, my agency liked me fat because they got hundreds of thousands of dollars in commission for each film where I played the fat, funny girl.
Mm-hmm. Rebel says this made her feel like she was trapped in a multi-million dollar pigeonhole. Mm-hmm. And in an interview with CBS's Sunday Morning, she says audiences would see her as this confident big girl, but what they couldn't see was how much she was struggling behind the scenes.
You know, after a movie premiere, coming home and just eating a couple brownies and a couple cupcakes and a think plate of ice cream, and then feeling terrible about myself for doing that.
I got to talk about eating ice cream on a plate. That's my biggest takeaway from this.
Yeah, that.
Why are we not putting ice cream in bowls or cones?
Or just getting a spoon and going right into that tub.
Right. Even better.
Yeah.
That's not dirty.
Then you don't have to
plate.
Do dishes.
Yeah,
exactly. So in a different interview with the UK's Sunday Times, Rebel says she's had to deal with critics who say she's changed since losing weight. But she says, I still think beauty is in every shape and size. I still love the bigger version of me. I've changed and I'm now a healthier person. Who am I hurting? No one. I'm saving my own life.
I hear this narrative a lot.
I know.
People lose weight is that they're a completely different person. Ironically, don't hear the narrative when they gain weight. But when you lose weight, you're a different person. It's interesting.
I know. And we hear the same thing with, we heard it with Jonah Hill when his weight would fluctuate. And it's like, well, is he still funny? It's like, you guys know that, like, a sense of humor has nothing to do with your body size, right?
It has to do with your fat percentage, yeah. Doctors are like, well, you're only 12% fat. You're not funny.
Yeah.
Can break it to you.
It's such a dumb narrative. I hate it. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So, Brooke, Rebel really goes in there with her new memoir. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I've always really liked Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that she's one of those people who is just naturally funny.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what size she is, shocking, I know. That's crazy to
think.
Well,
she's not naturally funny now. She can't say she lost 80 pounds.
I know. Yep, that just goes right with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, good for her for opening up about this, especially the virginity stuff, because I feel like that's something that people are ashamed of.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be ashamed of that. Like,
my only thing about that is I don't know that she had to say the name of the person she lost her virginity to.
Well, I feel like
if the roles were reversed and a guy was like, I lost my virginity to this woman and said the woman, I feel like people would be more up in arms. Because, I mean, I know, like, you both are there. And I just feel like, why do you need to say, especially because it's not even a juicy name.
I know. It's really not a juicy name.
I guess it would be different if he had lost his virginity to her and she was sharing his story. But it just feels, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I thought I read somewhere that he was, like, one of the first people to read her book. So I'm wondering if he read it before it came out.
Yeah.
And was fine with it.
I mean, I guess maybe he could be like, I don't want to know about this, but if you're naming my name, you have my name in your mouth, I want to know what you're saying.
She's like, I know you're a classic skim reader, so you could probably just, like, go really fast through. So in case you actually do read this part, just so you know. But how also did she not tell him beforehand?
I know.
Like, there's no way.
Is this when he finds out he took her virginity?
Right.
Hell of a time.
I know. That doesn't completely add up for me, but...
Also, here's my hot take. We got to stop making taking virginity such a big deal.
Mm. Taking it or losing it?
Well, losing it, taking it, yeah. Because it's like...
It's who cares?
It's this whole purity thing. I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting way off topic.
Are we, though?
Read the book. Are we? I don't know. I just feel like we're not really talking about Rebel now. Now I'm just going on a soapbox about losing virginity, which I have a lot of opinions on it. But yeah, I mean, I think this is... I feel like we know everything there is in this book. I don't think anything else is going to come out, right?
No, of course not. This is the last time we'll talk about her. She's probably not even going to make the gifts that keep on giving at the end of the year.
Too bad it's not another year of celebrity memoirs and breakups.
It's just a year of Rebel's memoir and no breakup.
There it is. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily. You can follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And don't forget, we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.